You're listening to KRCU. I'm joined now by Amy Herron. She's the clinic coordinator at the Center for Speech and Hearing at Southeast Missouri State University. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the Center for Speech and Hearing here at the university.
Okay. Well, we are part of the Department of Communication Disorders. We have students who are learning to or are getting their master's in speech-language pathology. And we also have students who are getting a bachelor's degree in communication disorders, and they need training to work with clients. And so our clinic is a hands-on opportunity for them to work one-on-one with clients with communication disorders, adults and children. And our center serves about 50 to 55 clients a semester. And we also go out into the community and we do hearing and language screenings as well. We go to local parochial schools. We were at the employee wellness screenings. And so we try to provide the students with a lot of different kinds of opportunities.
We want to talk to you a little bit about this Speak Out program. It has to do with folks who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Talk a little bit about the program and the impact it's having here in the region.
Sure. So Speak Out was a grant-funded program. We applied this past summer, and we're a recipient of that grant. And all of our speech pathologists at the center were able to obtain training in Speak Out. And so Speak Out is directed specifically for people with Parkinson's and their communication difficulties that they face. So in Parkinson's, there's a loss of dopamine. And when dopamine is lost, that means that the automatic movements that we're used to doing, so speech, for example, is one type of automatic movement that we do without putting a lot of thought into, because once we've mastered it, we put more thought into our content and to the ideas we're trying to share, as opposed to the actual act of speaking, coordinating our breath support and our articulation movements. And so in Parkinson's, when that automatic system is impaired because of that loss of dopamine, people with Parkinson's tend to experience very small movements. They experience a decrease in volume, a decrease in articulatory accuracy, and as a result, experience a lot of communication difficulty. There's typically a lack of awareness in individuals with Parkinson's, and so they'll complain about people who around them who need hearing aids, or they get frustrated that no one can understand them.
They have to repeat themselves maybe more than they would like, and they're, why do I keep having to repeat this over and over again?
Yes, okay. Yes, a lot of frustration. There's a lot of withdrawal, and dopamine impacts other areas as well in terms of motivation and social participation, kind of willingness. And so when they experience all of these negative things around communication, then there's a withdrawal. And that's the exact opposite of what we want to see happening in something like Parkinson's. And the good news is that with effort and exercise, you can actually stall that process of experiencing these negative impacts of the disease. And so you can circumvent kind of the neural pathway that is involved in those automatic movements. And by using intention and by really thinking about and being mindful of how you're delivering your message.
You have to think more about it rather than that automatic process is just not going to be an option. You really have to think about how I want to do this and, right? I mean, train yourself almost in a different way.
Yes, absolutely. And it's very uncomfortable for people to try and get into that mode. And so they have to project and raise their volume and be much more exaggerated than they're used to. And so there's this big discomfort that comes with that. And so some counseling and getting a lot of practice using that mode and hearing the kind of impact of all of those exercises on their voice. So playing back the audio and letting them hear themselves with their new voice and hearing how confident and how clear their voice is compared to before when they're not using this intent.
So when someone comes in to meet with you all about this, how long does this process take? Is this weeks, months to do this?
That's a great question. And actually, the great thing about this program is that it's very intensive in the beginning, but then it really only requires, like in terms of actually committing to therapy, one time a week. And so we have two different kinds of therapies that we offer with this program. Speak Out is a four-week intensive program where the client comes for three times a week for 2 weeks and then two times a week for two more weeks. And then once they reach discharge criteria, so hopefully in about 4 to 5 weeks, then they're able to participate in our follow-up group, which is called the Loud Crowd. The Loud Crowd is a social group that meets once a week. The social group allows people to be held accountable for practicing. There's a huge home component with Speak Out. They have to practice their exercises twice a day, every day for 25 days. And then after that, they have to practice every single day for pretty much for the rest of their life.
Because, once you learn this, you can never just not keep practicing, I guess. That's what was my next question.
Yes. So because of the nature of this, because it can never become automatic, it always has to be intentional, and the fact that Parkinson's is degenerative, to be able to ward off that and to maintain your level of volume of articulatory accuracy, you have to practice every single day. And that can get kind of wearing on your own. And so that's where the lab crowd comes in. People can practice together. There's a sense of camaraderie and support. And not only are the speech pathologists there cheering them on, but also their group members as well.
So this Speak Out program started in Texas, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
I guess they noticed a need. How much of it, I'm just curious of, you know, the adult population with Parkinson's, how much of a need is there for this type of thing? Is this something that's really needed and just all over the country?
I think so. And especially just access to services in general, healthcare being as expensive as it is, and the need for this to be, you know, this is something that has to be ongoing. And so, you know, in our region especially, there's nothing like this program. There are other speech therapy programs out there that work on this. However, the support group and the maintenance aspect is something that's really unique to Speak Out, you know, with the loud crowd. And so the group down in Texas has hundreds of people. They have multiple loud crowds. They have a group called Sing Out, where they actually have folks coming together who sing and do musicals and things like that, and all people who have Parkinson's. And so in our region, you know, we're hoping to, you know, we've already had, you know, in our first month, interest from about 10 people. And so we've already started with about 4 of them. And so we're just hoping to grow from there. And as the word gets out about our program, and when people realize it's free, you know, it's funded by this grant, hopefully that will bring these services to this region.
So for folks who don't know about your facility, tell us where you're located.
Okay, we're located at 402 North Pacific. It's right across from the Growl building on campus. And we're a brand new facility. We were just built in 2017. Opened in 2017.
Amy Heron is the clinic coordinator at the Center for Speech and Hearing at Southeast Missouri State. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.